This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And welcome to 7-5 Radio. I'm your host, Peter Scoop Stanton, with co-host Walter Yerkew. How you doing, Walter?
I'm pretty good today. How are you?
Outstanding. You know what? I still get goosebumps when I hear the intro to that song. And same thing with Red 42, with the Rolling Stones Heartbreaker song. But anyways, I still got a heart and passion for this show and keep it going. But anyways, first off, we need to remember the fallen murdered in the line of duty. We remember police officer Sean Tudor of the Mobile, Alabama Police Department. End of watch, January 20th, 2019. The perpetrator is alive and is in custody. Hopefully they use that death penalty quicker than usual. But anyways, Walt, as you probably know, last week was a terrible week for the mainstream left-wing America-hating media. First, on Friday, which was January 18th, the March of Life took place. Now, the March of Life is held every year to remember the horrible Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade, which said a woman has the right to choose to get an abortion or not. And the left just absolutely loves abortion and hate the death penalty, but this march this year was attended by hundreds of thousands of people, literally hundreds of thousands. There's clips on YouTube and social media showing the procession by the Supreme Court building, and it just kept on going. And I watched it, the tape or the video a couple of times to see if there's a splice anywhere, and nope, there's not. But, of course, there's no media coverage. CNN was too busy trashing Trump. And then the next day was the annual Women's March that took place at Freedom Plaza. But it was nothing but identity politics. Speakers identified themselves not only by their gender, but by their race, religion, sexual orientations, if they have a penis or not, i.e. transgender. Same old stuff. You know, we had women up there saying, I'm a black, Hispanic, Jew, lesbian, tranny, progressive woman. But if you're a person that urinates standing up, you're not a woman. You're just a freaking dress. At the march, they made darn sure to welcome all the Jews at the march because of organizers such as Linda Sarsour is no friend of Israel, and they were even criticized by the media for their hatred of Jews and the love of Palestine. Needless to say, Linda Sarsour did not disappoint. She went up there, was talking about who she was, and from being from Brooklyn, New York, and she was mentioning something about the war in Yemen, which the rest of us really don't care about. But there was no Make America Great hats, just the typical pig hats, and this event was attended by approximately 50,000 people. Then meanwhile, the same day after Donald Trump was standing by at an air base in Delaware for the fallen military members that were killed in a bombing in Syria, he delivered a speech to the American people proposing passing the citizenships for illegal aliens for his wall. Now, yours truly and the rest of the conservative movement were about to jump off a roof as they're not pleased with the Donald. But the Democrats automatically said no. So the Democrats look like a horse's ass because they refused to give Trump his wall, even though he gave DACA on a silver platter. And now, this is why we voted for Trump. Trump knew that they would say no. So the government employees missed a paycheck this past week. And needless to say, the Trump story died down as the Democrats just looked very foolish. And then BuzzFeed comes out with a fake story about the Trump-Russia collusion non-story or fake story. And now how fake was this news story from BuzzFeed? Well, the gangsters from the Mueller Commission came out to say that the BuzzFeed story is fake. And after they came out with a fake story, BuzzFeed announced a reduction of their staff by 15%. And then Martin Luther King Day rolls around and still no government in operation and nothing to defame President Trump that day. Then enter one Nathan Phillips. Now, on Friday, the March for Life, there was some march at the Lincoln Center called the March of the Indigenous People, whatever that is. Now, high school students from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky were waiting for a bus at the Lincoln Memorial to go home. And so this Nathan Phillips character and a bunch of other indigenous peoples, whatever the hell that means, were banging on drums and stepping up to the high school students. And these kids from Kentucky had no idea what's going on and thought, okay, they must be here for the March for Life, not knowing what the Indigenous People's March is. And Phillips just looked like, he was about to harm these people. So the media had the gotcha moment. So then for 2 days, the headlines read, racist white teens harass Native American Vietnam veteran. This was for 2 full days, and that's but there was a problem. First off, Phillips was never a Vietnam veteran. He served from 1972 to 1976, but he did serve in the jungles of Nebraska and California. And his MOS, or his rating, or his job was a refrigerator mechanic armed with R-134 Freon and a wrench. Now, Phillips, in different videos, claimed he was a, quote, recon ranger. I have, as a former member of the service myself, I have no idea what that means, because rangers are in the Army. Recon, or fleet reconnaissance, is the Marine Corps. And he also went AWOL about 3 times, a regular early Army. Next, it turns out that Phillips was harassing the teenagers. He came up to him, stepping up to him, and just being a nuisance, like a panhandler out in the street begging for money. So it turns out that Phillips was no hero. He was a fraud. He's just an absolute just waste of air. And the media started to recant. But here's something else that the media refuses to talk about. There's a group called, well, you probably remember this, the Black Israelites. These jokers are, they believe they are the true people of Israel, and not the white Europeans. So, remember the Black Israelites back in the day?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Right. And, yeah. Give the listeners exactly who the Black Israelites are.
Just to put it in a nutshell, just like what you said, these are people of the African-American community ancestry that claim that, you know, the Jesus is black, God is black, they're all black, therefore all the Israelites that are of European descent, the Jews that we know of today, that are white, are not true Israelites. They are.
All right, we'll get back to that at the end of this break.
We'll be right back after this. Take it away, Dwayne and Dickie.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back on 7-5 Radio. We're talking about the mess that occurred in Washington, D.C. this past week, and the media is accessory. Now back to these kids and the black Israelites. These black Israelites scream racist thing towards white people, towards Jewish people, and they're just absolutely—they serve no purpose. And the funny thing is, they're dressed up like members of Parliament Funkadelic as a tribute band. I mean, these guys just dress up like they dress up in costume, look like absolute retards. And they're yelling and screaming at white people. There was one black kid from the school in Kentucky, and they're calling him the N-word, and they're calling the other kids homosexual. And there's no mention in the media about that. But anyways, the media still ran with the story, and the outcome was that you have people calling the school, calling the kids, threatening the kids, threatening to blow up the school. They had to cancel school. They're showing up at Covington Catholic School somewhere in Kentucky and holding protests and holding all this, making all these threats and saying they need to do this, they need to do that, they need to apologize. And my question is, where do these people get the time and the money to go from wherever they live to Covington or anywhere to protest? I mean, but then again, most of them are living in their parents' basement, their trust fund babies, or they work for moveon.org. But anyways, I hold the mainstream media responsible for everything that happens to these kids because they wanted to promote it. They wanted these kids to get hurt. They want these kids to look like idiots, but they're not. Well, what say you about the past week here in D.C.?
Well, you know, these kids are the future of our country, not just the ones in Covington, but all over. And, you know, pretty much I'd have to just bet that at least 75% of the student high school population across the United States standing behind these kids, and especially that one fella who just stood there and, you know, looked in the guy's face while he was beating on his drum. Thank goodness that was the only thing he was beating on. The other thing is that, like I said, these kids are our future. And the impression that they're getting now, it's going to be, you know, karma. You know, sometime in the next 25, 30, 40 years, probably beyond our time, these kids hopefully will be part of the solution to the issues that we're having today. All through history, we've had issues with certain groups. And it always took 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years to fix or change or make it better where everybody can you know, in the famous words of that fella in California, so we can all get along. And right now we're not getting along. And it's ridiculous that, you know, sometimes you can't even call these people that are on the left because they're so stupid. The far left, the extreme left, I guess, would be something else. But these boys and girls that were from Covington up there in Kentucky, that one fella did the absolute right thing. You know, if just stand there. Don't say a word and look at your adversary. And don't say a word. And he didn't. And people assumed that he was being rude, being stupid, being facetious. And he was standing his ground. And I think that this Nathan Phillips, well, you know, it would have been a different story if you were there or I was there. He'd have lost the rest of his brown chiclets out of his mouth because he was just in this kid's face, and he did the absolute correct thing. He didn't raise his hand, didn't say anything, just looked at him and smiled. And that's what you need to do to these people that are trying to be bullies. You just stand there and smile. And that was all he did, was beat on his drum, and he had the backing of this black the black Israelites, like you were talking about, and they just gas it up. And these people that are gassing stuff up, that's inciting a riot. If I did that, I'd be locked up. If you did that, you'd be locked up. You know, if I got a bunch of my friends and we started antagonizing black Israelites, we'd be locked up. You know, we'd be called racist and horrible things. You know, Trump dumpers and stuff like that. You know, it's just ridiculous that it's getting to the point where we just can't stand to look at each other, even from across the room, let alone face to face.
Right. And the left-wing media wants to keep dividing us. I had a talk with a coworker of mine who's red-pilled. You know, he's not as right-wing as you or I, but he's awake. And, you know, the media, including Fox News, they want us to keep dividing us left and right, black and white, male, female, have-nots. I mean, it takes shows like us and networks like Liberty News Radio to show this. But anyways, what the media, only some media outlets have done was to report at the Mexican Basilica in D.C., Mr. Phillips and company tried to disrupt mass, but the ushers or security at the church put a stop to that quickly. And I had a feeling that the Phillips was a fake, phony fraud, as Barb Grant used to say, because thing about Native Americans is that they are warriors. They fought the U.S. government and the settlers tooth and nail. Then generations gone by, and guess what? Now they fight with us or for us. They have no problems putting on a uniform and going to war. But to see this idiot come up to these kids and just do what he did, and they said, Vietnam veteran Nathan Phillips. I said, something just not right, because real warriors don't walk up to kids and beat a drum and look like an absolute moron. But anyways, you know, the media, they look up to him as a Vietnam veteran. They look up at, what's his name, Senator Richard Blumenthal as a Vietnam veteran. Well, guess what? Neither one of them went overseas. So, but, you know, other guys that do went overseas that were drafted that did perish. I have a cousin that's on the wall in D.C. His name's up there. You know, they come back as baby killers. But, again, that's what we're facing, and the media has a hand in it. That's what they want. They don't care about ratings anymore. They just want to get these idiots up to go to these houses, to go to Tucker Carlson's houses, to go to this school out in Kentucky. And they get an absolute free pass. And meanwhile, you know, people say, well, look at Fox News. Yeah, look at Fox News. You turn on Fox News, all it is Beltway insiders and skirts. And I'm, you know, I don't even watch Fox News that much anymore. I have to go other sources to get my news, especially Twitter. But then Twitter is all left-wing, because if we put something on what these people said on Twitter, guess what? We'd be thrown off the air.
Right away you get challenged if you put anything on social media, if it's in favor of the right or conservatism or anything like that. Right away you get challenged. They come up with all kinds of nonsense that's just absolutely ridiculous. There's no backing to whatever they're talking about. And I ask people, all right, well, you know, if it's true, tell me where you got these statistics from that you're telling me about. You know, who are they that said this? And you know, what God do they worship that makes this true, what you're saying? There's no way to confirm anything these days until you see a video. And that sucks. Nobody takes you on your word anymore. You got to be either on the video doing the crime or not on the video, not doing the crime. And, you know, it's become so convoluted in the world these days. You can't walk down the street without being watched by a video camera somewhere. And if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, you're done for.
Right. And the video cameras to watch you, not to watch the bad guys. Because, I mean, we got video cameras everywhere on buses. Can't pick your nose in the street anymore where somebody posts on social media. But we got a wide open border wall. We have no cameras, no nothing. We have drones, and we have border patrol agents outmanned, outgunned. But we're going to be talking about that next break. Walter's going to take some time to talk about the Hispanic gangs that's invading Tennessee. Should be really good. Walter really did his research and called out. But this is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take away, Ray and Jim.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we've been talking about the need for a border wall, just like our commander-in-chief. But Walt's going to talk about the one of the effects of no border security in his neighborhood. Walt, take it away, sir.
All right. On television a few weeks ago, brought my attention back up to the gang issues that Mr. Trump has been talking about. MS-13 mostly is what's been talked about. And these are Latino men and women that are coming up illegally from the countries of Guatemala, Mexico, you name it, all those southern countries. Not so much from Colombia. They got their own thing going on. They come up here and they call themselves names. And most of these prisons, most of these gangs started in prisons. And just when people got out, they just kept growing in numbers, recruiting the youngsters that are on the street, 9, 10, 11 years old, and having them do the dirty work. So if they get grabbed by the police, they just take them home to their mom and dad, who are probably in the gang at one point. These gangs are named the MS-13, the Sureños, which means it's for the southern Mexicans, Noreños, or northern Mexican, and a gang that I heard just very little of. It's called Brown Pride, and we don't know a lot about them, except that they are full of murderers, rapists, bank robbers, gun-toting kids and young men, again, young men and women. It's a terror group inside. It's a terror cell, actually. I've sent out feelers out to the district attorney's office in Nashville, Tennessee, and Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and they're not responding to requests for our radio station or a radio show. I contacted a few police officers that I do know, and they said it's just out of control, that the district attorneys are tying their hands. Back in our day, when we were running the streets, running around in the streets in New York, if you were a street cop and you wanted to make an arrest, you saw somebody doing something, you locked them up. Now you grab him and you bring him in. Now you have to have a warrant to arrest them, unless you actually see the crime with somebody. You need a warrant, and it's a group. Grabbing these guys one by one is not the answer. They're terrorizing the neighborhoods. They're ravaging the neighborhoods. They're destroying the neighborhoods. They're living in houses that should be taken down and demolished. They call them their war rooms, and they have what they call, what the motorcycle gangs call, they have church twice a week, and during this church service, they decide what they're going to do and how they're going to make money, and they make money by any means possible. Steal it, kill somebody for it, and it's not good for the rest of the neighborhood, because there's collateral damage, which are the innocent bystanders that are getting hurt. And I've said this before. I don't care if these animals kill each other. If that's what they want to do, if a Sereno wants to kill a Brown Pride or a Brown Pride wants to kill MS-13 and vice versa, that's called poetic justice. That's called, you know, taking care of your own laundry. But it's when they expand it and you got families that do work for a living, just can't get out of the neighborhood that they're in because of finances. These people are getting robbed. Their cars are getting stolen. Their livelihood is being taken away from them. Not much is being done because their hands are tied, because the way the laws are written. And they're illegal aliens, most of them. You look up anybody can Google MS-13, and you can see the charges. This one was arrested for murder. That one was arrested for murder and rape. On and on and on. And it's always an illegal immigrant from Guatemala, illegal immigrant from Mexico, illegal immigrant from Brazil. It's so disheartening. They're coming here to commit crimes, and then we're putting them in our jails on top of it. So what's the answer to that? I don't know. We can only come up with certain types of ideas. My idea is to build American jails in those foreign countries. You know, we have embassies. Let's build foreign jails and put them back in their country in an American jail in a foreign country. our jails are just overflowing. When I was in prison, there was many illegal immigrants that ICE was waiting for them, or immigration was waiting for them outside the gate. And they picked them up, put them on a plane, and shipped them off to wherever they went, you know, wherever they came from. But they spent 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years in our prisons with American tax dollars paying for them, just like they were paying for me in there. And it's sucking up so much money. $200 billion is not an overestimate on what we spend on illegal immigration. And that's from taking care of them when they're out in the street and taking care of them when they're in prison. And is it worth it? No. So it comes around to build this damn wall and get it up. You had that Jim Acosta I mentioned last week walking along the base of a barrier saying that there's nothing going on here. There's nobody trying to cross the border here. Well, yeah, you're standing down the other side of the fence. Go to where the action is, 25 miles down the road where there is no fence, where Border Patrol is putting their life on the line every day. The boats in Cuba, we had no idea what was coming off of those boats. We just know that Castro emptied out the jail. And Mexico is doing the same thing. I don't care what they tell the president. They're doing the same thing. They're letting all these people cross the borders. They could have a wall on their side also and use the Rio Grande as a moat. But the problem here in the Tennessee area, the Middle Tennessee area, is getting worse. By the day, it's getting worse. More and more recruits, more and more guns, more and more crimes, and you don't hear much about it until our president says something about it. And then you see stuff on TV about these gangs. White bread America just does not understand what these gangs stand for. They are not here to help our economy. They are here just to, like I said, make money. And how they do it is by any means necessary. What's the answer? I don't have the answer. This is something that I'm going to keep looking into as time goes by. How do you feel about what I was just talking about, my friend?
Well, you're absolutely right, Walter. And the left, of course, what they want these people in for votes. Because the economy is coming back with a vengeance. So black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in American history. Hispanic unemployment has been the lowest it's been in ever history. So if I'm black Hispanic and I got a job and I'm working and I'm making money, guess what? I'm going to probably vote for the current commander-in-chief because that's what Trump said. He says, you have nothing. What do you have to lose? Give me a chance. So the left wants these people coming in. And then you have so much voter fraud in places like California, Illinois, and other places. For some reason, the dead always vote Democrat. So it's a numbers game. And then you have the Chamber of Commerce and other companies, so-called conservative outlets and conservative companies. They want these illegal aliens because it lowers the bottom line. If you have illegal aliens coming in, working on your farm, working in your factory, cleaning your hotels, whatever, you pay them $10, $12 under the table an hour, give them no benefits, so that's, guess what, lowers their overhead. Now, when they get hurt on the job, go to the emergency room. Medicaid would take care of it. If, you know, things like that. If they get their kids get sick, go to the emergency room. Medicaid will take care of that. And we get to pick up the tab. And on top of that, you go to any emergency room in a big city, and you're sitting there. You're the only one that, A, speaks English because you're born and bred here, and, two, have an insurance card to pay for your hospital visit. Everybody else, they just bill Medicaid. As far as solutions, I have a couple ideas. Now, these people live in these houses. I mean, I'm sure there's zoning laws, so local zoning ordinances can come in and make sure it's not overfilled with numerous families, because that's one thing they do, these people do, is that you got 10, 12, 15 people in a single-family house that's just not built for a whole bunch of people. It's not a hotel. So you have civil laws they can use to get these people. You also have ICE. I'm sure you have a toll-free number to report illegal aliens. But since they're not getting paid, I'm sure their bosses, not coming from Trump, but other bosses in D.C. are telling them, oh, don't go after these people because of politics. Also, you have another idea is just don't employ them. And if you don't pay them, they got to go somewhere else. But anyways, we're going to come back, talk a little bit more about the Latino gang problem. Also, we'll finish up. Is there going to be welfare payments on February 1st? We'll find out on 75 Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Some other solutions I was thinking about during our commercial break to get rid of this Latino gangs that shouldn't be here in the first gosh darn place. Is first of all the schools. If a lot of these school districts, they are having an issue. They have no money coming in from the tax base because they're all single family homes or whatever, and they just have an onslaught of these illegal immigrant children that do not speak English. So then English is a second language. They got to hire those teachers. They have to build facilities, or they have to rent trailers from GE. and is putting a strain on them. And they don't want these idiot educators don't know, you know, what the problem is. Like, gee, we have all these Latino kids who don't speak English, and we got to build space and hire teachers, but how come we don't have any tax money? What's going on here? So have the parents or have the school districts furnish a birth certificate for your child. If they don't have a birth certificate, have them provide paperwork that says they are allowed to be in this country legally. Another thing is the jails. If somebody's brought into custody to turn over the jail for accused of a crime, after they get done with their proceedings in court, and they don't go upstate or up the river, turn them over to ICE. Say, hey, this person here, they don't have any paperwork. We don't want him. He shouldn't be here. But again, unfortunately, sheriffs are politicians. In the county I live in, this lady who never strapped a gun or badge in her life until now became sheriff of this lefto pinko commie Maricaton County, where everybody works for the government. And she says, I'm not going to turn over ICE until I get a court order. Fairfax County, if you commit a crime, you're not from here legally, and after you get through, hopefully it's a local case, after you get done through the court system, you're going to be set free to go rape, pillage, and burn things down and rob people. But anyways, that's what you get for voting Democrat. There's going to be no State of the Union address until the government shutdown is over.
Yeah, I saw that. And, you got McConnell and Chuckles, you know, over at the House. They're trying to take a vote on to end this government shutdown so they could all get back to the table. But it's not like Mr. Trump has not offered to come back to the table. He's put a few things on, a few concessions. They don't like his DACA deal that will last, you know, up to 3 years. Because Mr. Trump is going to be in the White House in 3 years, and they know that. That's why they rejected it. But you have to come to the table to reject it. You can't just do it through the freaking news media or have a news conference and talk about you're rejecting it. You need to speak to the man face to face. Like you said, these people are all elected politicians to their offices, and you know, they're going based on what their opinion of what you think is, or their opinion of what their constituency on the left thinks. You know, there's a lot of people that disagree with Pelosi and Chuckles about this border wall, and they're not going to the border wall. What was it, last week, CNN canceled a news conference down at the border wall because they heard that, or they understood that, the agents that they were going to talk to say that the wall really works. So, again, right. You know, they're not presenting the news the way it needs to be presented. They're reporting what they want on their own interpretations of it. They don't want any experts saying, yeah, look, we're standing in front of the wall and there's nobody coming over. That's right. Mr. Acosta is correct. Let's go down 25 miles where there's no wall. And you can see him coming over in droves. You know, camp out at night. You know, with night vision, you'll see him sneaking across the border and coming into this country. And it's just, you know, the way this government shutdown, has it gone on too long? Sure, it's gone on too long. But it's not because they're Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump started it, and he's also trying to finish it. And the people on the left are just not willing to come to the table. It's so ridiculous that these higher than or holier than now elected officials, like Chuckles and Pelosi, are just standing in their own little news conference degrading what the country needs. The country needs security. That's why we have armies. So let's put the army down there and shoot to kill. You're invading our country. We shot at the Japanese when they were invading Pearl Harbor. So why can't we shoot at the Latinos or the illegal immigrants as they're invading New Mexico and California and Texas and stuff? Well, you know, I don't see the issue with shooting first. I'd shoot.
Right.
If I was down there.
Right. Because it's, from what I believe, and crossing the border is a felony. So they are, and they're fleeing custody unless they just put their hands up, which, you know, they figured, well, if I put my hands up, you know, I start my free ride here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. That would, anyways, the CNN went down to San Diego, California, and, you know, they decided not to do it because, again, they have an agenda. And if you don't think they have an agenda, then you know what? Just kill yourself too.
Do yourself a favor and jump.
Please stop having children. Stop having children. But anyways, Walt, with the we're getting down towards the end of the month, and I found a YouTube channel. It's called JB Gunnar, GUNNAR. And which is really funny, and really he's really a hardcore conservative, but he mentioned that there's no with the government shutdown, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the food stamp program, is going to run out of money. And what the USDA did was that they gave people who receiving food stamps some money early, their food stamps early. So by February 1st, you know, with the money running out, they prepared. But you and I both know that's not the case. They went out. They probably went out to Walmart or whatever, bought all the steaks and chops and beer that they could buy. And that come February 1st, they're going to be short unless the government opens up. So hopefully Chuck and Nancy realize this and go, uh-oh, if these people don't get the food stamps, and they're probably not going to have any food, and they probably got some mouths to feed, then what? I mean, what do you think is going to happen if there's no food stamps on February the 1st?
Well, first off, I don't think Chucky or Nancy are going to go, uh-oh. They're the ones that don't care. Like I said a few minutes ago, Mr. Trump wants the government back open, but he needs people to come to the table and discuss it. And they're not willing to do so. And just because he's the one that closed the government, you know, he's the bad guy. He closed the government because this country is being, you know, used like a man. I got a few euphemisms for that one. But this country is being used by people that don't belong here. And we're sick of it. We're sick of it. Mr. Chuckles and Miss Pelosi are the ones that are holding this up. We're open to speak to them. You know, every time that Mr. Trump puts a compromise down on the table, it's a no. And then they tell us why. Go to the White House and tell him why. Meet him face to face and or come up with, you know, an alternative. Their alternative has not changed. Their alternative is to leave the borders open and let him come in. That's what they have on the table. And that's not acceptable. As far as people complaining, the 800,000 people that aren't getting the paycheck from the government, well, first of all, there's too many. 800,000 people is just way too many. I said that last week. And if you don't have a rainy day fund, if you don't have a 401k that you can borrow from and you're in the government, you are a sad ass case. You are a sad ass case. You know, read yesterday, as a matter of fact, this one fella was complaining that we should all rot in hell if we support Trump because he can't pay his mortgage. 1 month after not working, he can't pay his mortgage and his car payment. Now, what in the hell kind of financial advisor do you have, idiot? And if you are spending way too much, if you're living beyond your means, shame on you. Sell something. Listen to Dave Ramsey, go to Financial Peace University. Now, I'm not plugging them. I've listened to them also. But you need some kind of control over your money. Oh, I work for the government. I make $200,000 a year. I have a $500,000 house and two new Cadillacs. Man, dude, at $200,000 a year, you can't afford that. You know, you can't afford that. You know, and, you know, they buy the cheapest suits that they can find. I mean, look at them. You know, I ramble. Take
a nap. All right, that's another week of 7-5 Radio in the can. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with the Ramblin' Walter Yerkue. Please check us out at 75radio.org. That's the number 7, number 5, radio, all one character, .org. Take it away, Ray Manzarek. Have a good one, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.